The president has been admitted to a military hospital, and doctors have diagnosed him to be heavily fatigued, and he has traces of Plasmodium malaria parasite. They are observing him, and they have informed that they will be discharging him tomorrow, and they have recommended that he take some rest because he's heavily fatigued. He had to cut short his appearance at the International Women's Day commemoration and designated his Minister of Gender Affairs to continue with the proceedings.
Has this happened before?
Yes, it has happened once. There was a time when he was a minister and he was heavily fatigued and he had not rested for a while. It only lasted a few minutes. His energy levels were low, so they were boosted up. This is the second time.
Does Mr. Lungu has a health problem? Because we are reading that he may have some health problem.
No, I think he ran the campaign, and since then he's not rested. So we think that the pressure of work has taken its toll. Ever since he came to office, he's been doing late hours. On Friday, he did a launch of a book by Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, and it started from 7 p.m. and lasted up to 11:30 p.m. On Saturday, he addressed the Central Committee meeting of the ruling party, the highest policy organ of the party. The meeting started at 9 a.m. and ended at 6:30 p.m. Thereafter, he was meeting provincial governors, provincial leadership of the ruling party.
Mr. Chanda, what assurances can you give the people of Zambia when it comes to the president's health?
The assurance is that I did call in the media at 5 p.m. They came to the hospital, and the president walked from his ward to come to the reception room, and he addressed the media. They saw him walk in and walk back to his ward where he's been observed. There's nothing to worry. The nation must be assured. The international community must be assured that doctors have told us there's nothing to worry. They've carried out several tests, and they have positive results. I think fatigue is what they are dealing with.
Now that I have you on the line, Mr. Chanda, I had a chance to speak with a spokesperson for Mr. Hakainde Hichilema's party.
Mr. Hakainde Hichilema. Uh-huh. Who is that?
Mwitwa. He said to me that he thought that the president, Mr. Lungu, has a phobia about Mr. Hichilema because of the way that Mr. Lungu won the election, that he won by a very slim margin.
The best way to put it is that Mr. Mwitwa should have told you one direction. It doesn't matter whether it's by one vote or by two votes. President Lungu does not have a phobia of Mr. Hichilema. Probably what Mr. Mwitwa was referring to was the criminal allegation that Mr. Hichilema is facing, because he did disclose that he was illegally in possession of intelligence reports which are classified.